kids? In the fall of 2010, our friends Stuart and Claudia had a baby, and Lily and Marshall were the first to visit the happy new parents.
So have you guys landed on a name yet?
We're trying, but it's tougher than you think. You see, I like Tiffany.
And I don't want my daughter to have a whore's name.
That's my mother's name.
I know.
Oh, I got it. How about we name the baby after you? Frigid Shrew.
Oh, that's good. No. Let's call her Vodka. Then at least we know you hold her tight and never let her go.
Don't knock the vodka. Wouldn't have a kid without it.
Oh, that's Stuart. You are so... That's not gonna be us, right? I mean, how hard can it be to name a baby?
Right?
Yeah.
Just look at her. She's clearly a... Lisa.
Emily.
Lisa?
Uh-oh.
How I Met Your Mother. Created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Okay, I made a list of awesome baby names. Starting at the top, number one.
I'm gonna stop you right there, Marshall. You name a chubby white kid LeBron, and he's the one getting stuffed in the basketball hoop.
Then I'm also crossing off Shaquille, Hakeem, and Dikembe. Wait, what about Rob?
Rob? No.
Why not?
Hey, Rob, what are you gonna make, a turkey?
Hanka, hanka.
Not Rob.
How about Ryan?
Ryan stabbed Lily in the leg.
Not Brian.
Johnny?
Hey, where's the goldfish?
Johnny's eaten it.
Not Johnny. Or Gil.
Jeremy.
Jeremy, no!
Lily gets splattered with red paint.
Definitely not Jeremy. His stuff was so derivative.
Well, I mean, geez, Lily.
Well, whatever you do, do not name your baby Becky, right?
Why?
Becky, my new co-anchor? Don't you guys ever watch the show? Oh, honey, I'm
our
really
DVR won't recognize it as a television program.
I watched. Robin insisted I confirm how awful Becky is, so last night I checked it out.
Peace talks in the region have been described as productive. Becky?
Last night in Staten Island, a taco cart owner was robbed at gunpoint.
Oh, that's so sad.
Becky, we're journalists. We can't get emotional about the news.
Oh, no! He stole all his money and then pelted him with his own taco meat. Who would do that?
Well, if you read the story, we might find out.
Oh, can I do this one about the horse? I love horses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the horse died. Guys, this news is all really sad.
Okay, no holds barred. What'd you think of Becky?
I thought she was charming.
Oh, you too. Could somebody please explain to me why the little girl act works on men?
What, the long version or the short version?
Short version.
Short version. Who's your daddy?
Oh, you know, when you think about that, that phrase is really creepy.
No, it's not. It's fun. Here, watch this. Hey, Lily. Who's your daddy?
Okay, let me get this straight. So in this scenario, because you make such sweet love to Lily, she is now your daughter.
No, she is not my daughter. I'm just her daddy.
Wow, that is disgusting.
Exactly. It's not like the opposite would work. There's no way a guy could pick up a girl going around talking like a little boy.
Challenge accepted.
No.
I, Barney Stinson, will pick up a girl whilst talking like a little boy.
Oh,
nobody
needs
to do that.
Okay, here's my list of baby names. What about Tara?
No, not Tara. Tara was the hottest girl in my high school. We were all obsessed with her. We didn't just talk about her and fantasize about her. We wrote songs about her.
Tara, your booty is so smooth, and I hope this isn't rude, but I wanna get up on it.
Not Tara.
What about Esther?
Gentlemen, on the main stage, give it up for Esther.
Oh, uh-oh. Hey, Barney, that prime rib was surprisingly good, but it's 10:30 in the morning. I don't need to see a lady get naked and dance.
Oh, Esther gets naked, but she doesn't dance.
Then what does she do?
A balloon floats past, followed by a dart which pins it to a pillar.
Sweet Mother Nature!
Playing cards are flicked at them.
That was my card!
Gentlemen, gentlemen, give it up for Esther!
Not Esther. I need a drink.
Marsha, your list is entirely boy names. You do realize there's roughly a 50% chance of you having a daughter, right?
Okay, honestly, I've never thought about having a girl. I don't want to think about having a girl. Tara, Esther, can you imagine being one of those girls' dads?
Marshall's daughter, your booty's so smooth.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, on the main stage, give it up for Marshall's daughter.
He screwed up my childhood. That's why I do this.
I have no idea how to raise a daughter. What if she makes bad choices? I mean, what if she ends up dating some... Oh, God.
Papa, I want you to meet my new boyfriend.
Hey, bro. Thanks for making such a hottie. Who's your daddy?
You are, because of all the sex we have.
I don't want a girl. I just want a little boy.
It's not what it sounds like, folks.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Marshall, is that you?
Oh, okay. You guys, you're a little too close to the camera. Can you back up a bit?
How's this?
Every time. Can you just sit in front of the computer like normal human beings? Perfect. Perfect.
What's up, Shooter?
To be honest, I'm getting a little freaked out about the idea of having a daughter. I know you two probably aren't the right people to talk to about this. You had all boys.
Oh, well, that was just dumb luck. Hey, honey, would you get me a brewski from out of the shed?
Sure. You want anything, Marshall?
I'm in a computer, Mom.
Yeah, all boys. Total coinkydink. It was no coinkydink. Since the Viking Age, the Erikson men have passed down ancient secrets for conceiving boys. Number one, avoid lemons. They're baby girl fertilizer.
Okay, no offense, Dad, but I doubt there's any scientific data to support...
I had all sons. Your grandfather had all sons. Your great-grandfather had all sons. Scoreboard! Who are you gonna listen to? Me? Or scientific data?
Members of the G8 convened today in Vienna to discuss plans to fight climate change by what?
Ask me what I did yesterday.
Hey, Becky, this is our new segment, okay? Nobody cares what you did yesterday.
Lighten up, Robin. What'd you do, sweetheart?
Mike?
Well, I'm new in town and don't know many people, but yesterday I met the sweetest man who took me on a tour of the city. Guys, New York is kind of cool.
Okay, back to the G8 conference. Hello? Mike, can I get in the shot? Fantastic.
Then this cutie patootie took me to this bar called McLaren's right underneath his apartment.
Wait, did you go out with Ted Mosby?
Yes! Guys, I went out with Robin's roommate. I saw her bedroom. She's a messy pussy.
In other news, later today, a Manhattan architect gets punched in the throat.
Ow!
Ted, of all the women in New York, you had to go out with an 8-year-old girl?
Yeah, not what it sounds like, folks.
Ted, you know that I hate her. How could you go out on a date with this girl?
It wasn't a date. She came over to the apartment looking for you.
I made Robin my famous chocolate chip cookies. But instead of chocolate chips, I use gummy bills.
Oh?
Ah, a spider!
Let me guess. She acted like a helpless little girl, and you stepped in as the big, strong man.
I don't know if that's totally true.
Ted kills the spider.
It's okay, little darling.
Poor spider.
Hey. Spiders gotta die, so trees can grow. Then I held her tight, told her it was all gonna be okay. By the way, I think I only wounded the spider. It crawled off into my bedroom.
Wait, is that why you slept on the couch last night?
Yeah.
I slept.
I'm dying out here. Talking like a little boy is not working with the ladies.
Wow, lady, you got some tig old bitties. Gosh, your body's a perfect this many. Hi, do you want to wrestle with our special bathing suit places?
Come on. I just need 2 seconds, baby.
I know you think that's a compliment, but I'd rather you take your time.
No, I'll be right back.
Marshall lifts a cardboard box out of the bath.
Ancient Norse wisdom tells us that to sire a son, you must do 3 things right before you lay with your maiden. First, eat pickled herring. Eat it!
This is ridiculous.
A vision of the future.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, on the main stage, throwing her life away, give it up for Marshall's daughter.
Who's your granddaddy? That guy.
Marshall eats a pickled herring.
Hey, want to have a 3-way with me and my imaginary friend? His name's Otis. Hey, want to come to my house and play telephone? I got the string, you got the cans. I wet myself. Will you change me?
Can't blame her on that one.
Guys, I have some terrible, terrible news. I, Barney Stinson, can't pick up a girl whilst talking like a little boy. Challenge forfeited.
Yeah, we don't care about this at all.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Gerard. What's with that shirt? Nobody can pick up a chick wearing that thing.
Challenge accepts.
Wow, I'm glad that's over. It was creepy watching Barney talk like a little kid.
Oh, but you find it irresistible when Becky does? I don't get it. The Ted that I went out with was attracted to the kind of woman who could use a steak knife without supervision.
For your information, Becky doesn't like steak. She likes pischetti. Spaghetti. And more importantly, she makes me feel needed.
Needed? She makes training wheels feel needed.
Hey, it's nice to feel needed. And you know what? It's not a feeling guys get when they're with you.
Marshall's struggling with the herring.
Son, Viking lore tells us that to ensure the continuation of your noble male lineage, get a big old bowl of ice and dunk your man sack right in there.
You two and your football.
Marshall puts a bowl of ice on the toilet lid, undoes his dressing gown, straddles the bowl, and lowers himself down.
Now get in there, point Lily due north, and make me a grandson. Erickson! Erickson!
Marshall grabs a compass from the box before heading out.
When we were dating, I didn't make you feel needed?
Come on, you always took charge of everything.
I got this.
Is this okay? Am I hurting you?
I got this.
Whoa! Ugh. Someone's trying to break in, call the cops!
I got this. Did that really bother you?
Well, yeah, it's nice to be needed. Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset. That's Becky. Oh, she's trapped in a revolving door.
I got this.
Thank you.
Let's make a baby.
Wow! Baby, you're packing snowballs and your breath smells like a mermaid fart.
Loving the dirty talk, but you know what's even hotter?
Face
this away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're bad.
Wait, baby, why are you facing me north?
You're trying to make us have a boy.
I can how do you know about the north thing? And what are you doing with those lemons?
Baby girl!
girl fertilizer!
You're trying to make us have a girl! You are trying to make us have a girl!
All my least favorite students have been boys. So I Googled how to make a girl. Some really weird stuff came up. But finally, I found this conception website that said you should point south at the moment of conception, eat a lemon, oh, and heat up your lady parts to a balmy 105 degrees.
Lily uses a hairdryer.
How could you do exactly the same thing I did? You're supposed to be the same one.
See that? Another boy expecting a woman to clean up his mistakes. That's why girls are way better than boys.
Oh, really? Well, then how come whenever there's a creepy kid in a horror movie, it's always a little girl or twin girls who speak in unison?
Oh, well, what about Chucky?
Okay, A, he was a doll. B, he was possessed by an adult serial killer. And C, how could you bring up Chucky right before bed?
When we were dating, did I make you feel needed?
No, I didn't feel like you needed me at all.
That's what I thought. I'm sorry.
Wait, where are you? That's a compliment. You're the least needy woman I've ever met. That's awesome. I mean, no guy's gonna say, who's your daddy to Robin Scherbatsky? You're your own daddy. And mommy. And weird survivalist uncle who lives in a cabin with a shotgun blaming stuff on the government. And that is what makes you the most amazing, strong, independent woman I've ever banged.
Thanks, Barney. You know, there's something that I wanted to ask you. I don't really know how to say it, so here goes. Who's the crazy chick in the apron?
Someone naughty left his toys on the floor and needs to be spanked on his tushy tush.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
You did it how?
Last night, after admitting defeat, I just let myself go.
Mmm, that looks so good. Can I have some?
No! It's my ice cream, you can't have any.
Someone needs to teach you how to share. Who's your mommy?
Barney's intrigued.
Challenge completed. Now, can you get this freak out of here? I'm really scared.
I got this.
Robin picks up a sword.
Oh, so you finally agreed on a name.
Well, the other night she ran a really high fever.
We rushed her to the emergency room at 3 a.m. But they wouldn't admit her without a name.
Right then and there, we realized how stupid we were being. We looked at each other and, well, we just knew. Our baby's name is Esther.
Esther.
Esther!
That's beautiful.
Yeah. We're idiots.
Maybe. Names and gender, it's just like, it's some way of giving ourselves the illusion that we have any control whatsoever. I just want a healthy, happy 12-pound.
Whoa.
10-pound? 8-pound?
I guess, but dude, you're writing checks my vagina can't cash.
I love you. And I'm gonna love the crap out of whatever baby we have.
Me too.
They kiss.
You know what? We should just think of a name that's good for either a girl or a boy. Like, Jamie.
Marshall, you just named our baby. Jamie. Mm.
Not Jamie.
Lily has a pair of handprints on her bottom.
Oh, she's untied. I got it.
As Ted ties Becky's shoe, he sees a father doing the exact same for his daughter a short distance away.
Yeah, this is over.